This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. It's an election year and highly unlikely that lawmakers will risk the wrath of voters by raising taxes to fill the $1.6 billion budget hole. But they will be taking a hard look at state tax breaks. Even State Economic Development Secretary Stephen Morey says it's time.
There's $7 billion per year of tax exemptions in our state. Some of them are broken. I mean, there's just no other way to say it.
Morey says one example is the Enterprise Zone program, allowing companies building new facilities to reduce taxes for up to 10 years, as long as they take at least 5 people off the unemployment rolls.
A lot of times you've got a state incentive that is going to an out-of-state company that is coming in to compete with existing Louisiana small businesses. I don't think that makes sense.
In other words, companies like Walmart, Home Depot, and Hooters get the bulk of these tax breaks. Louisiana Budget Project Director Jan Mueller says the state's film tax credit program should be curtailed.
We're spending $250 to $300 million a year in direct subsidies to the film industry.
For example, each episode of Duck Dynasty gets more than $300,000 in state tax credits, over $6 million last year.
We're not saying we should get rid of the film program, but at a bare minimum, there needs to be a cap on this program.
More than 450 tax credit and incentive programs are on state books, and the legislature has ordered a comprehensive study on Louisiana's entire tax structure, due to be delivered in March. One option lawmakers are considering is simply suspending all the tax breaks for 1 year, leaving the next legislature and governor to find a way down from the fiscal cliff. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.